I think what we do need to move next to Denmark and Greenland. The proposal is proposal number 23, and I will look to Denmark whether they want to do their PowerPoint presentation or however you want to do this before the break. We let you handle it in the way you'd like. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you said, we would like to present a PowerPoint presentation on the Greenland quotas. What we would like to do is to talk you through the situation as seen from its various corners. First, the hunter, then the biologist, and finally, the administrator come politician. First, Mr. Leif Fontaine, who is a hunter, and he is a member of the National Board for the Hunters and Fishermen's Organization in Greenland, himself a hunter from Sisimiut, a town in Greenland. Mr. Fontaine, please.
Thank you. My name is Leif Fontaine, fisherman and hunter, captain on a harpoon whaling cutter, member of the board of the Organization of Fishermen and Hunters in Greenland, KNAPK. On behalf of KNAPK, I am glad to have the opportunity to say a few words. First of all, I want to stress out that we, with our own eyes, have observed an increased number of large whales in our waters. We see this as a proof that our hunt of large whales is sustainable. Until the middle of the 90s, the numbers of humpback whales observed near shore were limited, at least north of the Arctic Circle. We, the fishermen and hunters, fully know by looking with our own eyes that the numbers have exploded in the last 10 years. Today, the humpback whales have become so many that we even observe whales wintering near the Arctic Circle. They have increased so much that they have become a problem for our crab and cod fisheries, destroying expensive gear when they got entangled. Unfortunately, some of these whales have to be killed to shorten their suffering. They have become so many in some areas that fishermen and hunters, when in the sea, have to zigzag through schools of humpback whales to avoid accidents. KNAPK is happy that the Scientific Committee of the North Atlantic Marine Mammal Commission, NAMCO, recently concluded and endorsed by the NAMCO Council that a removal of 10 humpback per year would not harm the stock. And it is in our own interest that our resource use is sustainable. I would like to stress that we, the fishermen and hunters in Greenland, cannot accept just to observe large whales suffering and dying entangled in fishing gear. We therefore prefer that it shall be approached to hunt humpback and bowhead whales so that they can be killed effectively, humane and fast. According to the International Labour Organization's Convention number 169 on indigenous and tribal peoples, we have the right to use, manage and conserve our own resources, and especially when these resources traditionally have been a part of our subsistence activities and culture for thousands of years. I would like to use this opportunity to urge the distinguished members of this commission to support and adapt our request of humpback and bowhead whales, also known as Greenland whales. These whales are our traditional subsistence targeted whales, and it is therefore of special interest for us that we again can target these whales. Thank you.
And then the biologist, Mr. Fernando Ugarte.
Could I have the PowerPoint presentation, please? Good morning. My name is Fernando Ugarte. I'm a biologist and I work with management of marine mammals at the Ministry of Fisheries, Hunting and Agriculture in Greenland. I will talk first about the research of large whales in Greenland, focusing on humpback and bowhead whales. Then I will present the white paper on hunting of large whales in Greenland, which is document ASW8. And then I will give the floor to the ministry, the deputy ministry of the fisheries and hunting from Greenland. And she will explain Greenland's proposal for catch limits for the period 2008 to 2012. At the moment, Greenland hunts fin whales, which are seen in this picture, and minke whales. I believe it will be possible for most of you to accept renewed quotas for these two species. In addition, we are proposing catches of humpback whales and bowhead whales. And for some of you, it may be difficult to accept quotas for new species. I understand these concerns, and I will do my best to explain you why are we certain that humpback whales and bowhead whales could sustain limited and well-regulated catches in Greenland. This presentation is based on four papers presented this year to the scientific committee. You can ask for the reference later. And two reports presented, two technical reports from the Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceans. I'll start explaining the research methods used for studying large whales in Greenland. Here we can see a research boat approaching a bowhead whale, and the man is holding a long pole, and at the end of this pole, there is a satellite transmitter. And similar tasks have been used for humpback whales and fin whales. We also have used biopsy samples. In this picture, it's a picture of me. I'm driving the boat, and I'm trying to get close to a humpback whale to collect a DNA sample using a crossbow and a biopsy dart. And we also use aerial surveys to count the number of large whales in Greenland waters. These methods, satellite tracking, biopsy sample, aerial surveys, have also been used in Canada for the bowhead whale population. Now I will focus on the humpback whales. During 2001 and 2005, five humpback whales were equipped with satellite transmitters in West Greenland. These tags transmitted from 13 to 111 days. And all the animals made extensive movements along the coast of West Greenland. And the whale that transmitted for 111 days made a round trip across the Davis Strait to the east coast of Baffin Island. In Arctic Canada, showing that clearly the range of the West Greenland humpback whales extends well beyond the area covered by our aerial surveys. This means that the population size should be larger than that than what we are able to count with our aerial surveys. Other reasons that indicate that our estimates of humpback whales are underestimates include the fact that the surveys had incomplete coverage of West Greenland, were not corrected for animals underwater, and were not corrected for animals missed by the observers. This means the real population size is larger than our estimates. and this has been acknowledged by the scientific committee. We have two estimates of humpback whales from 2005, a ship survey and an aerial survey, and both produce similar results of around 1,200 humpback whales in West Greenland. 300 humpback whales were actually observed during the survey, including the 30 humpback whales or so that you can see in this picture. So even if the scientific committee has not endorsed these estimates yet, it's clear that the population counts several hundreds of animals. And there are two new surveys planned for this summer. Mm-hmm. We're going to propose a catch limit of 10 humpback whales per year. And this should be seen as the best advice we have, given the lack of guidance from the IWC Scientific Committee. It is less than 1% of the best estimates available. And we are offering to review this catch limit as soon as the Scientific Committee provides with new advice. Now I'm going to talk about the bowhead whales, starting with the satellite telemetry data. Since 2000, 47 bowhead whales have been equipped with transmitters in Disco Bay, West Greenland, and about half as many in Northeast Canada. And these transmitters have worked for up to 9 months. During the past 30 years, the International Whaling Commission has considered bowhead whales of East Canada and West Greenland as belonging to two small separate stocks. One is the Baffin Bay stock, here shown in red, and the other is the Hudson Bay stock, here shown in blue. These humpback whales have been managed as two small stocks rather than one large. However, the recent research indicates that there is only one stock. This map shows the movements of the bowhead whales tagged in Disco Bay. We can see that the whales moved over to Canada and spread over a large area, including the ranges of both the Baffin Bay and the Hudson Bay proposed stocks. There's been also a clear seasonal distribution, with animals spending the summer to the east and north of Baffin Island, here in red circles, and the winters down in Lancaster Sound and Disco Bay, here in blue circles. Now, this next figure contains animals tagged both in Canada and in Disco Bay. The previous one was only animals tagged in Greenland. Mm-hmm. And the color codes indicate the months when the positions were received. Humpback whales arrived to Disco Bay, here in black, in February, and are tagged in April. During May, they move north and west across Baffin Bay, here in a black ellipse. In June, July, and August, here in red, the whales are east, north, and west of Baffin Island. In September, October, and November, here in brown, the whales are either southeast or west of Baffin Island. And in December and January, they gather in the main wintering grounds in Hudson Strait, south of Baffin Island, here in blue. And a fraction of this population enters Disco Bay again in February. Besides the satellite tracking data that I just showed, other evidence that bowhead whales in East Canada and West Greenland form a single stock is given by the genetic analysis and by the catch histories, where both stocks were depleted simultaneously in both areas during the 18th century, even though the catches were mainly limited to Baffin Bay, and by a skewed sex ratio, where immature and calves are very rarely seen in Disco Bay. The numbers we have come from a successful aerial survey done in March and April 2006. It covered the ice-free waters of West Greenland. The primary targets were narwhals, belugas, and bowhead whales. The lines in this figure show the survey track. The shadows in the area are the area used by 9 bowhead whales that were equipped with satellite sat transmitters. And the dots are the sea sightings of the bowhead whales. The abundance estimate was 1,266 animals. And this number has been endorsed by the scientific committee. The scientific committee also proposed a catch limit that is equal 1% of the lowest confidence interval, which you can see at 495 animals. Greenland proposes, no, I need some water. Sorry. Greenland proposes taking 2 bowhead whales a year, which is 0.4% of the lowest part of the 95% confidence interval, which is also 0.16% of the estimate of number of humpback whale, of bowhead whales in Disco Bay. And these whales are part of a larger population. Therefore, the proposed catch is clearly sustainable. And I personally see it as very good news that this population has recovered so well that it is possible to harvest it again. And I know that a catch of 2 whales per year will mean a lot for the people of this region.
Thank you. And now the Deputy Minister, Amelia Jessen.
Still me.
Sorry, we were jumping the gun. Still, Mr. Ugarte.
Okay, I just keep going. Now I'm going to present the white paper, which is the document ASW8. And the aim of this document is to give an overview of the hunting of large whales in modern Greenland. And the boat that you see here belongs to Leif Fontaine, who just spoke to you. And he will be happy to answer any questions you may have about whaling. Now the white paper starts with a summary of Greenland's whaling history, which is as long as the history of Greenlanders. This figure is just a timeline taken from table 1 in the document. The white paper also covers the regulation and the monitor. This includes a description of the legislation used to regulate the hunting of large whales and of the systems used to set quotas and monitor the hunt. In this picture, we can see one of the 8 wildlife officers that patrol the west coast of Greenland to inspect fishing and whaling boats. The White Book describes our efforts to keep up with technology and to train the hunters in order to ensure that large whales are killed as humanely as possible, while at the same time taking into consideration the safety of the crews. Most of this work is done in close collaboration with NAMCO. And I want to say that if new species become available for Greenland, we will make sure that we'll form a technical working group to make sure that the appropriate killing methods are used for the new species. The white paper mentions that harvesting large whales from local waters has a relatively low cost for the environment. In contrast, the amount of gas emissions, productions of waste, and use of land needed to farm Western meat and to transport this meat to Greenland is enormous. Just imagine the environmental costs of producing and bringing 10,000 kilos of pig or poultry meat to Greenland, as compared to the pollution and habitat degradation associated with landing 1 fin whale. So it will be environmentally irresponsible not to satisfy Greenland's need of meat by hunting large whales, as long as such catches are sustainable. The white paper also mentions that several studies have confirmed the nutritional value of marine mammal products compared to import and westernized food. A traditional Greenlandic diet protects against several diseases, including cardiovascular diseases, some types of cancer, thrombosis, and arteriosclerosis. And Inuit people are even genetically conditioned to extract vitamin D from traditional meat and can suffer from lack of vitamins in a westernized diet. Now, to conclude, I want to say that Greenland has gone through enormous changes and has become a small industrialized country that still relies on its natural resources, and including whales. This is a picture of a fin whale being flensed under a snow shower. After a whale is killed with a penthrit grenade, it is secured and dragged to a suitable peninsula or a small island. Then at high tide, the carcass is dragged as high as possible on the rocks. And as the tide goes down, the people start flensing. Then they will turn the whale around and take as much matak and meat as possible before the tide comes up again. This is a heavy work that demands strength, skill, and speed. Some people have asked me, why does Greenland want to take humpback whales when it will be a lot easier to ask for extra fin whales instead? For a hunter, a humpback whale is preferred because they are easier to handle and there is less risk that the tide will cover the whale again before the job has been finished. And to finish, I hope that the white paper will give you and others a better understanding of the hunting of large whales in modern Greenland. We need this understanding in order to obtain international approval for the continuation of sustainable catches in future years. And now I pass on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Leif and Ugarte. I'm now going to introduce our proposal of catch limits for Greenland for the period of 2008 to 2012. Firstly, I would like to ask you to accept that there are cultural differences. Many people like to see whales only while they are alive and swimming. We like to see them alive as well, but we see them also as an important food item and as a part of our cultural life. Firstly, I will explain the background for our proposal of catch limits for West Greenland. The majority of the population of Greenland lives in the west coast, about 16,000 in Nuuk, the capital of Greenland. In 1990, IWC accepted that the yearly need of meat from large whales in West Greenland is 670 tons. This estimate was done with basis on the catch levels before 1986, when the catches were more restricted by logistical problems than by quotas. This estimate was calculated by the Technical Committee, Aboriginal Subsistence Whaling Subcommittee, and was endorsed by the Commission in 1991. The need has never been met by the catch limits allocated by the IWC. The number of Greenlanders living in Greenland has increased by 9.15% since 1990, when the IWC assessed the need of the whale meat and adopted. Our ability to produce farmed food is very limited, and farming is restricted to the southernmost part of Greenland. I can inform that we only produce about 33,000 lambs, so it is not sufficient to cover. We have to take marine mammals. In addition, in recent years, catches of all the key species of marine mammals and seabirds have been reduced by increasing management regulations. Therefore, it is very reasonable to expect that the current need of whale meat has increased by more than 9% since 1990 and is now projected to be 730 tons yearly in West Greenland from large whales. Current quotas are 175 minke whales and 19 fin whales, per year in West Greenland and 12 minke whales in East Greenland. The fin whale quota was voluntarily reduced to 10 for the years 2006 and 7. Last year, there were 9 fin whales caught and 1 struck but lost. And 175 minke whales were caught last year. The West Greenland catches in 2006 brought approximately 450 tons of whale meat to our people, which were 220 tons less than what we needed to satisfy West Greenland's documented need of 670 tons. It is important that the IWC quotas can satisfy the need of meat from large whales. This could be achieved by increasing the current quota of minke whales and fin whales and by allocating quotas of other species as well. The IWC Scientific Committee recommends catch limits of between 14 to 26 fin whales per year for a 5-year period. And the Scientific Committee recommends catches between 170 to 230 minke whales as an ad hoc interim advice for 2008 and to be reviewed at their meeting next year. And of 5 bowhead per year for the period 2008 to 2012 as an ad hoc interim advice. Because of this advice, the IWC is in a good position to approve new quotas, including quotas for bowhead whales. The Scientific Committee was not able to provide management advice for humpback whales for this meeting, but agrees that it will be in a better position to provide advice for this species at the next annual meeting. In the meanwhile, the best available estimates for humpback whales marked in red in this table are provided by the same area survey used to estimate the abundance of fin whales and minke whales. A catch limit of 10 humpback whales per year would be below 1% of this estimate. NAMCO, the North Atlantic Marine Mammal Commission, has accepted the conclusion of its scientific committee that a removal of up to 10 humpback whales per year would not harm the stock of West Greenland and proposed that Greenland limit annual removals of humpback whales, including bycaught and struck and lost whales, to 10. Bowhead whales and humpback whales played an important role in meat supply for Greenlanders for 1,000 years. Humpback whales were hunted until 1986. Many adult people have expressed their appreciations for old days and long for humpback whale meat and mattock for their nutritional values. Therefore, the Greenlanders who grew up with humpback whale meat and mattock would very much appreciate if we could obtain a quota for this species. Bowhead whales are confined to Disko Bay and adjacent waters, and although they have been totally protected in the past 70 years, since 1938, a quota for this species will greatly alleviate the need of whale products in this area. I must point out that bowhead whales aggregate in Disko Bay from February to April, a period when no other large whales are available, and that the people from this area have been seriously affected by restrictions on catches of other species. Therefore, the possibility of catching even a small number of bowhead whales will bring great relief to the communities and will help my ministry to achieve our goal of sustainable management of all species in the region. The prospects of obtaining approval from IWC for quotas for 2008 to 12 are particularly good for a number of reasons. First, the Scientific Committee of the IWC has recently provided with an interim ad hoc advice of catches from 170 to 230 minke whales off West Greenland per year. Second, the scientific committee has advised that catches of between 14 to 26 fin whales off West Greenland would be sustainable. Third, the scientific committee has provided with an interim ad hoc advice of catches up to 5 bowhead whales per year. Fourth, based on abundance estimates from 2005, the NAMCO Scientific Committee has provided with an advice up to 10 total removals of humpback whales per year. Fifth, the legislation, control and monitoring systems are functioning well, and the block quotas for the period of 2003 to 2007 have not been exceeded. Sixth, with the current quotas, West Greenland is 220 tons short of the documented need of 670 tons of meat from large whales that was approved by the IWC in 1991. And seventh, the current need should be more than 730 tons of meat per year for West Greenland. On behalf of the Greenlandic Cabinet, I kindly request acceptance of following quotas for West Greenland. A quota of 19 fin whales struck per year for 5 years. Two, a quota of 200 minke whales struck annually, including a carryover of maximum 15 non-used strikes to the following year, to be reviewed if new scientific data become available within the 5-year period, and if necessary, amended on the basis of the advice of the scientific committee. Third, a quota of 2 bowhead whales struck per year. Fourth, a quota of 10 humpback whales to be reviewed if new scientific data become available within the 5-year period, and if necessary, amended on basis of the advice of the scientific committee. The meat conversion factors used by the IWC Technical Committee in 1990 are: 1 fin whale gives 10 tons of whale meat, 1 minke whales give 2 tons, and 1 humpback gives 8 tons. There are no conversion factors for the bowhead whales off West Greenland, but we would obtain them if catch limits were approved. If we apply these meat conversion factors to the catch limits we are proposing, we obtain a total of 670 tons of whale meat plus the yield of meat from the 2 bowhead whales. 670 tons is 60 tons below the current need of whale meat estimated for 2007. Even if the whole quota for all species was landed, and if the bowhead whales were much heavier than fin whales, Greenland will still be below its projected needs of whale meat for 2007 of 730 tons. For East Greenland, I request the same catch limit as in the current period, which is 12 minke whales struck, including a carryover of maximum 3 non-used quotas. In relation to the harvest of quota on humpback whales, Greenland is aware of the lack of a clear advice from the scientific committee, and therefore kindly requests the scientific committee to finalize the evaluation of the submitted data on humpback whales. Thank you.
Thank you. I think rather than start a discussion, take the break and then come back and start the discussion if it's okay with Denmark. So we'll be back at 11:20. And I think Secretary needs to make a...
Could I see the members of the Credentials Committee, please? It won't take very long if you just come now. Thank you.
We'll be back at 11:20, please.